Welcome to Fort Clatsop, the winter home of the Lewis and Clark expedition. This 50-foot square log stockade may look modest, but it represents one of the most significant moments in American exploration history. Here, the Corps of Discovery spent 106 days, the longest period at any single location during their entire journey, from December 1805 to March 1806. After months of grueling travel across the continent, reaching the Pacific Ocean was triumphant. But then came a crucial question: where should we spend the winter? What happened next was remarkable for early 19th century America. They voted. All 33 members, including Sacagawea and York, William Clark's enslaved companion, had a voice in the decision. They chose this location based on advice from local Clatsop Indians, seeking better hunting grounds and a spot suitable for salt making. On December 7, 1805, working in constant rain and challenging conditions, the men began building. Just 18 days later, on Christmas Day, 1805, they moved into the finished fort. Imagine life here during that Pacific Northwest winter. It rained all but 12 days of their entire stay. The journals record constant complaints about damp clothing, rotting leather, and the difficulty of keeping anything dry. The men occupied three small cabins on one side, while Lewis, Clark, Sacagawea, and baby John Baptiste stayed in quarters on the other side. Despite the miserable conditions, this winter was incredibly productive. Lewis and Clark used this time to organize their scientific findings, update their journals, and create detailed maps. Lewis described 178 plants and 122 animals, many never before documented by Western science. They prepared animal hides and repaired equipment for the return journey. The expedition's relationship with local tribes was complex. The Clatsop and Chinook peoples provided essential knowledge about local resources, trading food and information. But tensions existed too. The journals record concerns about theft and difficult negotiations over prices. Still, indigenous knowledge proved invaluable for the expedition's survival. One of their major projects was salt making. Just west of here at Seaside, men boiled seawater in large kettles day and night, producing about 3.5 bushels of salt for preserving meat on the return journey. You can still visit that salt cairn site today. On March 23, 1806, they departed Fort Clatsop, leaving it as a gift to Cobaway, the local Clatsop chief who had been particularly helpful. The original fort didn't survive long. It likely burned or rotted away within a few years. What you see now is a careful reconstruction based on descriptions from the expedition journals. Fort Clatsop represents the turning point of the Lewis and Clark expedition. From exploration to homecoming, from discovery to documentation. Standing here, you're at the westernmost point of America's most famous journey of exploration, where a diverse group of people work together under extraordinary conditions to expand the boundaries of human knowledge.